Hey. Hi, everyone. It's Naomi Wolf. I'm live at the American Institute for Economic Research. I hope you all can hear me. It's a really important day, a really important time in our country's history. 2 days ago, vaccine passports were rolled out in an announcement by President Biden's administration. And of course, the tech companies have been lobbying for vaccine passports to be rolled out globally. They are already rolled out in Denmark. They've been rolled out in Israel. Those of you who are following me describing this know that in 4 months, vaccine passports, quote unquote, have turned Israel into a closed society, destroyed civil society organizations, created an apartheid system, and activists and advocates and critics of the system in Israel are saying that they're surveilled 360 degrees, 24 hours a day, and marginalized from society. To recap a bit, vaccine passports, I tell you this as CEO of a tech company, are a social credit system, as in China. They won't in the future have the functionality. Right now, they have the functionality to suspend your Google Pay or Apple Wallet or PayPal, to let you out of your house, to let you go on to public transportation or not, to let you get a job, to let your child go to school, to machine read your social media so that if you skew conservative, you can use public transportation or highways, and if you skew liberal, if another administration is in office, you can use those facilities and your counterparts can't. It is 360-degree totalitarianism in the guise of an app. And I've been sounding the alarm exhaustively since the rollout began, really in force. I personally think that there's a huge push to establish the vaccine passports, which are already created by Microsoft and Salesforce and Oracle and are ready. And there have been articles in today's newspapers, in The Hill, in Wired, saying they're ready, they're here. Obviously they are, but that doesn't mean they're legal and can be rolled out. They violate the Americans with Disabilities Act, they violate the First Amendment, they violate the Fourth Amendment. And I've had hundreds and hundreds of emails from many of you across the political spectrum since I began to sound the alarm about this to say, how can I help? Well, there is a way, and there's news, and there's the beginning of good news, but I need your help. I need you to stay focused on this fight. Users of Daily Cloud have launched a campaign on Daily Cloud called the Five Freedoms Campaign, in which executive orders banning vaccine passports and also legislation and amendments doing five things: banning vaccine passports, banning mask mandates, getting kids back in school and open schools, free assembly, and end to emergency measures are to be passed quickly in all 50 states, and this can be a model for the rest of the world. And we don't have any time to waste. By the time the vaccine passports roll out, it'll be too late to lobby or to mobilize. It'll be too late to vote anyone out. Every time you gather with a group of people to plan a rally or a protest, the app will know. It will map your networks. It will make sure you can't meet with bad people or think bad thoughts or see bad movies or do bad things. And this is not an exaggeration. Again, I'm CEO of a tech company. I understand the platform, and the platform is right now capable, ready to do all of this. And it's happening. Like, that's what we've seen in Israel, that it's been used to not just to identify who's vaccinated and who isn't, but to track dissenters and silence dissent and critics. All right, so what's the good news, apart from the fact that there are groups quickly mobilizing? We're one of them, to showcase citizens. Actually, we're an educational site mobilizing to pass this legislation. The good news is that I've been in contact today with a state representative in New Hampshire who's drafting an amendment to ban vaccine passports. I've been in touch with a representative from Illinois, and I've been in touch with a group from Massachusetts, and all of them are working hard on legislation amendments to ban vaccine passports. I mean, they're already illegal per the Americans with Disabilities Act, but no one's paying attention to that. So we need affirmative legislation. So in the spirit of daily clout, I'm going to read what is really important news. And I'm sorry as a Democrat that so far it's Republicans taking the lead on this and reporting that Democrats are actually standing in their way in the state houses to pass this kind of legislation. But I hope that will change, speaking as a Democrat. But this is more important than right and left. This is our nation at stake, our freedom at stake. So I'm going to read Governor Ron DeSantis's executive order. He's the first out of the gate for the state of Florida. It's Office of the Governor, Executive Order number 2181. And I'm nearsighted, so I'll move up a little, prohibiting COVID-19 vaccine passports. This is an executive order. Whereas on March 9th, 2020, I issued Executive Order 2052, subsequently extended, declaring a state of emergency for the entire state of Florida as a result of COVID-19. And whereas on December 23rd, 2020, I issued Executive Order 20-315, as subsequently extended by Executive Orders 21.46, 21-47, 21-62, 21-62, and 21-79, directing Florida's initial phase of vaccine distribution and prioritizing seniors first. And whereas the state of Florida is leading the effort to distribute the vaccine to elderly and vulnerable populations of the state and has successfully provided vaccines to nearly 3.5 million seniors, and whereas many Floridians have not yet had the opportunity to obtain a COVID-19 vaccination, some have infection-acquired immunity, right, first time that's mentioned, and others may be unable to obtain a COVID-19 vaccination due to health, religious, or other reasons, like personal choice, and whereas Florida seeks to ensure that every Floridian who desires a COVID-19 vaccine can obtain one, but such vaccines will not be mandated, and whereas no COVID-19 vaccine is required by law, and whereas individual COVID-19 vaccination records are private health information which should not be shared by mandate, and whereas so-called COVID-19 vaccine passports reduce individual freedom and will harm patient privacy, all of those are the reasons that this executive order is going into force. And so it goes on a bit, but you have the heart of it. COVID-19 passports, any kind of health passport, violates patient privacy, should not be mandated. That's the heart of it. That's the First Amendment. It's the Fourth Amendment. It's the Americans with Disabilities Act, which says it's illegal to even inquire about medical status. And it's the Constitution of the United States. It's HIPAA law. It's medical privacy law. So Governor Ron DeSantis, kind of a hero. It's painful for me to say this as a Democrat, but he and Kristi Noem, governor of South Dakota, are out front with saying no vaccine passports. They will be illegal in the state of Florida, in the state of South Dakota. Now we've got to see a similar executive order from Kristi Noem. I hope to see a similar one from New Hampshire. And I just got some great legislation passed on to me from Idaho to ban vaccine passports. So it's just a beginning. It's a race against time, but we at Daily Clout are here to keep you informed of the fight to protect your freedoms from this catastrophic, tyrannical technology that Microsoft and Bill Gates and unfortunately the Biden administration and in Britain, the Tories, and in Israel, Netanyahu, and around the world are racing to impose so that we and our children will never again be free. If you want to support this effort, the Five Freedoms Campaign, please go to dailyclout.io. You can make a donation. If you are a legislator and you're working on an amendment, if you're a governor and you have an executive order, please send it. The citizens who support this campaign are calling on 49 other governors to issue similar executive orders and will be posting this executive order, the Idaho legislation, and other anti-vaccine, pro-liberty, not anti-vaccine, anti-vaccine passports, anti-mandate of any health treatment, free assembly, no mask mandates, no emergency measures ever again, legislation on our website so that everybody can lobby their representative while they still can to push back these dark forces and ensure our freedoms. The last thing I want to say is you do not have any time to waste. You have no time to waste. I literally spend all day every day working on this because there is no time left. We can't lobby. The Hill said, is this going to be a 2022 campaign platform, you know, issue of vaccine passports? That's way too late. If vaccine passports do become mandated, there won't be a 2022 midterm election, or there will be one just for show, because the app will know who you're talking about. The app will know what campaign sites you're reading. The app will follow you, will geolocate you to your polling place. If you try to picket or protest, the app will know who you're meeting with. And there will be no such thing as free elections, even though they might proceed in name only, as in a totalitarian country. So this is Naomi Wolf. Thank you so much. Let's see if there are any questions I can answer. And lots of comments. Need more volume, please. I'll turn up the volume as much as I can. Lots of bots. Excellent talk. Thank you, Wolf, for speech. Please, Marisa Lamoya. He's imposing something called an Excelsior pass, completely illegal, completely unethical, and it's extraordinary that he's doing it while in the middle of an investigation for sexual harassment. But Gates is influencers and elected officials by millions and millions, we're seeing the results of that in people who really don't care if they ever get reelected. They're just going to drive this thing in. Can you all hear me? I see there's some issue with the vaccine according to metrics. Airlines will mandate that illegal. Brenda Mitchell posts the hashtag DeSantis is a badass. Paula Lustig says our freedom is not at stake. You are just afraid of progress and helping eradicate this pandemic. Nothing is wrong with vaccine passports. We all need to know we are protected, and those who do not want a passport can opt out and stay away from people, et cetera, who have protected themselves with the vaccines. Well, I don't really know what to say to that, except that you are welcome to stay away from anyone you want. That's how personal responsibility works in a free society. But it is completely illegal to discriminate against people on the basis of their medical condition, and you can't even ask about it. And the last thing I want to say is we've seen this before. I'm Jewish, and my grandmother lost many brothers and sisters to the Holocaust. And I can tell you this is exactly what happened in 1933. The Yellow Star, the dividing of the population between clean and unclean. You know, people have access to everything in society, and people who are marginalized. And it always starts here and ends in otherification, objectification, and finally dehumanization and massacre, or just creating a completely tyrannical society in which you do anything the app tells you to do so that you don't get delisted, so that you don't get put in that untouchable category. Can you believe Facebook censored your video calling it a false report? I wonder if they are liable for the libel. I've been deplatformed so much recently, but look at why. It's these tech companies that are going to make billions and billions of dollars from a world in which our every movement is surveilled and becomes a data set for something like a vaccine passport. What about Illinois? Wisconsin said no, said Jeffrey Dean. Please send me that legislation or a news article about that. Wendy Corbett Norfleet says, let's hope Georgia follows. I agree with you, Wendy Norfleet. Rob Cohen sends me a rose and says, bravo, thank you. Paul Lustig is still mad at me. Stop spreading conspiracy garbage. Ms. Lustig, I am the CEO of a tech company. I build dashboards. I consult with developers to build apps. Everything I'm telling you is true. And I've been saying this for about a week now, and not a single technologist, not a single executive from one of the big tech companies said Naomi's wrong, because I'm not wrong. Everyone, ask a techie, everyone who understands digital technologies knows that I'm right. Tennessee to West Virginia does not require proof of vaccination. That is great. And this is what we're turning into, a kind of balkanized country of free states and suppressed states, really. Terry Kaiser Reed says dark forces. Suzanne McCoy says, I'm curious, why do you think Biden wouldn't back this? Didn't do much research before you voted for him or what? Well, we can talk about that, Suzanne McCoy, but I guess what I really want to say to my fellow Americans is that the time for partisan sniping is really over. We don't have time to bitch at each other about things we don't agree on. Our absolute children's future and our grandchildren's future and the rest of our lives is at stake. We can complain about partisan issues when we have the rule of law and the Constitution solidly back, and the people who've tried to steal it are in jail or facing prosecution for treason. I didn't vote for Donald Trump because I'm a rape survivor, and I heard him minimize sexual assault with his own voice and vote for that. And I am also really worried about the planet. If I had believed that Biden would lock down the nation's freedom so quickly and in such a categorical way, I wouldn't have voted for him either. But I did the best I could, and here we are. And I promise you, the dark forces who want to enslave us, they're on the left in the United States, they're on the right in Britain and in Israel, and it's not about partisan politics. That there's a new axis, and this is the one you have to wake up to, and it's the oligarchs who want to suppress us forever and manage our bodies. And if you think it's going to end with, you know, proof of a vaccine now, you are sadly ignorant of history. If you let them say yes or no to society based on vaccine proof, it'll go on to one child or two. Are you sterilized or not? You know, what have you sacrificed? Have you given an organ or behavior? You know, have you managed your behavior? And that is where it's going. I need a succinct reason why vaccine passports are not a good thing for my damn friends. I mean, I can give you the pinned video on my Twitter feed, and beyond that, I've got. I'll try to write it up quickly, but that 12-minute video really sums up what's wrong with vaccine passports. Kelly Mercer, hi Kelly, says Naomi, pauses are occurring. I hope you can hear me. I'm not sure how to stop that. And this, you make a really good point, Dana Ullman. Anyone who supports abortion rights supports the right of privacy, that the right to make personal health decisions about their own bodies. And I completely agree with you. And it's extraordinary that my own team that is, you know, innovated the language of my body, my choice, doesn't understand that, you know, this is interposing a doctor or someone who claims to be a doctor or a, you know, technology company that claims to have the results of your test that you can't verify or see, or claims to, you know, be the keeper of your having been vaccinated or not. Why are we letting them manage our most intimate physical decisions? Deanna Trupa says no vaccines and no passports. Tracy Marinello says, thank you, Dr. Wolf. It was great to see you on the high wire with Del Bigtree. Thank you. Brenda Mitchell, replying to Mike, says, many of us were progressive Democrats, but there are also many of us that see what's happening. This is not a partisan issue. I could not agree more. Roxanne Hughes says, I don't think people realize how serious this is. It's not just about flights, 100%. And speaking as a former political consultant, you always start with a reasonable use, and then you escalate once people agree to that. So it's always the camel's nose under the tent is the expression. You start with as we saw, it's just 2 weeks, and now it's a year later, and liberty itself is at stake. Israel Arredondo says other countries are rioting, but USA is under a magic spell. I agree with you, and that's partly our team's fault. We do tend to think on the left, oh, it's our people in power. Our people can't have bad motivations. If they're Democrats, it must be good, and that is casting a hypnosis on half of the country. I'm sorry to say, I just spoke to a New Hampshire state legislator who's got an amendment ready to go to ban vaccine passports, but the Dems won't get on board with it. So we have to become part of the solution, all of us. They blocked you on FB through notifications in Australia. Oh, my God. Otis Kenga Nicholas says, video keeps breaking up. All right. I'm going to sign off then. If the video is breaking up, I'll try to do it on my own site going forward. But this is the gist of it for today, Friday, April 2nd, 2021. And you have to stop vaccine passports. I can't warn you enough. And you can look at the model legislation that will be up on dailyclap.io by tonight. You can donate if you want to help. You can, most of all, tell your friends and neighbors. Use the materials that I'm sharing with you to help persuade them. Lobby your representatives. Send them the model legislation. And stand up and be strong. Let's unite. Thank you, Eric Olson. I'm just going to say this. I'm engineer and technology consulting. The technology is here, so you are 100% correct, he says. So thank you. I'm going to end on that note that we are talking about a true thing. And please join me, join each other, Americans, in saving our country and our children's freedom. Naomi Wolf, dailyclout.io.